This tale of Eastern Sierra history is fumigation hysteria. In February of 1924, dreaded hoof and mouth disease surfaced in a few cattle herds on the San Francisco East Bay in California. The dreaded malady is extremely infectious, and the outbreak caused great alarm among the state's ranchers and agricultural officials. Immediate and swift action was taken on both the state and federal level. Measures included not only the killing of all animals infected and quarantining of suspected areas, but, because the disease could spread through humans, fumigating of people who traveled to other areas was also instituted. Here in the Eastern Sierra, county officials literally jumped into action to protect the area's valuable livestock industry. In Inyo County, even county supervisors pitched in. Bishop resident and Eastern Sierra historian Pam Fond's grandfather, Charles Partridge, who was also an Inyo County supervisor at that time, helped man the fumigating station that was set up down at Little Lake. All inbound cars and trains and their passengers were required to be fumigated to ensure foot and mouth disease was not brought into the county. But a veterinarian in Nevada apparently could not resist stirring things up a little during this difficult time. A November 1924 article in the Big Pine Citizen newspaper reported that, due to the urging of a Nevada horse doctor, officials in Mono County instituted their own fumigation station on Highway 395, where they were stopping all traffic and subjecting them and all their belongings to disinfecting at the base of Sherwin Grade. The horse doctor had advised Mono County officials that the fumigation station being operated at Little Lake by Inyo County was substandard and more enforcement needed to be instituted. That, despite the recent pronouncement by both state and federal authorities in California that the Little Lake station was one of the most efficient in the state. To quote directly from the newspaper, tourists traveling north were halted at Sherwin Hill and told they could either undergo a fumigation of a minimum of 45 minutes, have their groceries confiscated, or they could turn back. Naturally, most of them turned back, and when they got back to Bishop, they certainly were a hostile bunch. Most of them had made the trip of 300 miles, a large part of it across a hot desert, hoping that they would be repaid for the trip by a few weeks' play in the High Sierras. But no, some wise birds from Nevada had been to Mono County and persuaded the supervisors that in order to protect that county against the foot and mouth disease, that they should cause all people traveling over that state highway be put in an airtight box filled with a strong disinfectant, and they themselves, clothed in a fig leaf and a frown, sit in a tent while the ordeal was going on. And they played no favorites, men or women. On Friday, all of the women traveling through came back with the exception of two, and these were fumigated under protest and made a statement afterwards that was forwarded to state officials. The matter of an attendant for these ladies seemed to be foreign to those having charge of this station, for one was not provided. All they had to do was to shed all their clothes, hang them up, and then wait for some roughneck to tell them that they could dress again. Equal rights. End quote from the newspaper. Apparently, the Mono station was short-lived, and visitors were soon allowed free travel once they passed through Little Lake. Thank you for listening. Be sure to stay tuned to Alt 92.5 The Sierra Way for more episodes of Tales Along El Camino Sierra.